It's 20 trivia questions on Harrison Ford, a crazy story about me meeting him, and the big one-year celebration of the daily edition of the podcast. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another daily edition of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. We've been doing it for 365 days in a row today in the daily version. Guys, we made it a whole year. I don't think I've ever done something consistently for a year in my entire life, like every single day. So this is a huge milestone for me, and I hope it's one for you as a listener of the show. Now, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that we've been doing the show for close to 3 years overall, but we switched the format up about a year ago. And we used to do like longer episodes, a lot more talking, a lot more guests and things like that. And we'd have friends battle in different topics they were into. Then I started doing some mini episodes to do like 2 episodes a week. And then about a year ago, when I started my Patreon page, I was like, you know what? If I'm going to be doing this like full time as a full time trivia host, I need to do this daily. And I think I'm one of the only daily trivia podcasts out there. So thank you so much for checking out this show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for sharing links and liking social media posts and leaving reviews on Yelp and iTunes. Man, all that stuff together really gets me going and helps build this company that I'm trying to build. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We are going to get to some trivia today. There will be a lot of talking in the intro, and I'm going to tell a fun story that I have not told on the podcast before, I don't believe. So stay tuned for a lot of cool stuff. There are some fun milestones and statistics that I'm going to read for you now. Here's just a few of the numbers that I got for you over the last few months, okay? So we have hit 300,000 downloads on the show in its entirety. And that is officially at 306,000 downloads right now, 306,768. And we average about between like 1 and 2,000 downloads a day. So that's very cool. And that's grown quite a bit in the last few months. Here's the downloads so far for June. We're at 24,000 downloads for June. In May, we had 31,000 total. That was the most I've ever had, I believe, for 1 month. In April, we had 21,000. In March, we had 17,000. So we've been on this huge build over the last few months specifically. I host everything with Libsyn. So there's like super advanced stats, but I'm not going to go into tons of it. I just wanted to kind of read you a few of those things. When we started the daily edition about a year ago, the very first topic we did was 5 first lines of books. So I was doing a lot of 5 question quizzes early on because I didn't know how short or how long these episodes were going to be. And they averaged mostly around, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes on the daily, on the average. And the first one ever was about the first lines of books. So if you want to go back and check that one out for the first daily edition about a year ago, you can listen to that. We got some great stuff coming up for you in weeks to come, and some great topics written by different listeners of the show. We got some cool guests coming up and just all kinds of great, great stuff in the chamber. So stay tuned and make sure you hit subscribe so you get new episodes on your device every single day. There's new artwork. If you are downloading and listening to this show on your device, you'll notice that I changed the background color of the Trivia Buds logo to orange to kind of match the summer months here and just to switch it up for a new year. So it was blue for the whole first year. Now we got it as a nice orange background to enjoy in the summertime. There's a bunch of new merch coming out, guys. I have friends at Funky Monkey in San Dimas, California, and they were showing me all kinds of cool stuff they make, like beer koozies and bottle koozies and hats and shirts and mugs. They can like frost glasses and things like that. They do a lot of cool work. So I am going to get some new artwork and some new designs and some new logos and things and throw them on a bunch of stuff, and I'll probably randomly mail that to some people that are fans of the show. So if you want me to have your address address, the easiest way to do that is to sign up over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. We could talk about Patreon a little bit too. That's the easiest way to support the show monetarily if you want to help keep this show getting bigger and bigger every day. And you can donate a dollar or more to get some amazing rewards. And you just enter your address over there and I send you stuff every single month. And we have, let's see, I'll pull that page up. And it looks like right now we have a total of, I believe it's 34 patrons. Let me count them up here. Let's see what we got. And most of these people have been on for a long time. So thank you so much. Let's see. We got, looks like 34 patrons. So thank you to all the people who have signed up to support this show over the last year. We started the Patreon page, I think a little less than a year ago, maybe a little more. No, I think it was a little less than a year ago. I think we've been doing it for like 10 months or so. It's been over a year. We've had the Patreon before I started the daily edition, now that I'm thinking about it. So thank you for signing up over there. Lots of cool stuff going on over on Patreon. And you could always join for a dollar just to get in our Discord app chat. We got some great stuff going on in there. I post different quizzes and different links to different pop culture related things in there. So it's a fun place to go if you like being in a community of like-minded pop culture lovers. So that's over in Discord on the Discord app chat. And I send you that link when you donate a dollar or more. Guys, coming up at the end of this episode, I am going to award three patrons with some gifts and prizes who were above and beyond. And the whole year just kind of contributed to the show in different ways that I thought were awesome. And stay tuned for that. Maybe you'll be one of them. Giving away three $20 Amazon gift cards for those three patrons. So make sure you listen all the way to the end of this episode to see if you won a special $20 Amazon gift card. Now, today's topic is about Harrison Ford. Okay, we've got 20 questions on Harrison Ford, but why Harrison Ford? Why would I do a whole episode on the one-year celebration of him? Well, I'm going to tell an amazing Harrison Ford story, and that's coming up in just a second. Okay, it's very cool. It happened to me in this last year, just like most of the episodes of this podcast. And I think I put a written version of this story on Patreon for the patrons to read when it happened because I was so excited about it. But I decided that this was the perfect day to do some Harrison Ford trivia and tell the Harrison Ford story. So it's probably like a 5-minute story. If you want to listen to that, that's coming up next. If you want to jump right into the trivia, if you're not interested in that story, you can check the time code and skip ahead directly to the questions. Either way, for the 365th day in a row, here we go. All right, here we go, guys. This is the Harrison Ford story. Now, I tell this story consistently whenever people go, hey, like, what's the coolest thing that's happened to you in LA? Or like, what's the coolest thing you've done with trivia? I'm always like, this is it. I don't know if I'll ever be able to top this because it was just a very exciting, totally random thing that happened to me. So here's how it went down. I got booked on a website. I believe it was a website called Gigmasters. And Gigmasters is a place where you can kind of list your services as like a juggler or a comedian or a trivia host in this case. And people can find you if they're looking for a very specific service for like a party or a company event or a fundraiser and things like that. So this lady hit me up on Gigmasters and she said, hey, my husband's turning 55. I'd like to do a trivia party for him. He's really into the Grateful Dead. Can you do some Grateful Dead questions and some other stuff? I said, sure. So got booked for this party. And I go to the party, and it's up in this really rich kind of Hollywood Hills area of Hollywood. And I'm going up this canyon, and I'm driving, and I've never been in this specific neighborhood before. And I go all the way to the top of this canyon, and it kind of just ends. And I'm like, this is crazy. And I get to the house, and it's a nice house. And I'm like, okay. So, and there's like a caterer kind of setting up, and there's a small backyard with a patio and some people on it. And I go and meet the party host, and she goes, oh, hey, Ryan, come on in, set up, and here's my husband. So I go, oh, how you doing? And this guy was super nice, and he was very excited about this party. And I said, great to meet you. You must be the big birthday guy. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'm really excited about this. And I said, okay, are you, I heard you're turning 55. Is everybody here about your age? And he goes, yeah, we're all in our 50s, except the old man over there. And I'm like, old man. So I put down my stuff and I turn to the right. And the old man that he pointed to was Harrison Ford. Can you believe it? I was like, oh my God. So I put my stuff down. I set it up and I don't have any service on my phone. I can't like take a picture. It'd be too close. We're too close quarters to do anything like that. And I put my stuff down and I kind of look around and I'm like, oh my God. And then I realize his wife, Calista Flockhart's there. And I'm like, oh my God, who else is at this party? So I kind of keep looking around. They end up being the only super familiar faces I know. But I think there was like a writer for The Simpsons at this party. I forget his name, but I remember him being super friendly and talking to me. And I put my stuff down and I set it up and I'm trying not to lose my cool and I'm trying not to like, you know, make a spectacle of anything. So I go into the trivia and I start the first round of trivia and I think it's on board games, which is kind of a go-to round for me when I am just looking to entertain like any group. It's like, all right, people know board games. So I go into the first question. I explain the rules first off. So I'm like, all right, you're going to write down your answers on the answer sheets and you're going to turn them in after every round. And I'll score them up and then we'll go on to the next round. And there's probably like six teams and about 30 people. And Harrison Ford is on a team with like four people at a high top table that are about 10 feet in front of me. And the whole patio is maybe like, you know, 40 feet. It's very small. And so I start going to the question. And I think I said something like, in the game Monopoly, you know, what, how much money do you get when you pass go or something like that? Nice, easy question off the bat. And Harrison Ford raises his hand. And I was like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? So he raises his hand and I was like, hey, I was like, do you have a question? You look familiar, you know, and people kind of chuckle. And he goes, yeah, I know the answer. And I was like, oh, you could just write it down with your team. And he was like, like he noticeably groaned and already hated the trivia. I was like, this is going to be crazy. So he writes down the answer with his team or whatever. And I go on to the next question and I read it and he waves me over to the table. And I'm like, turn around. There's just a brick wall behind me. But I'm like, me? And he's like, yeah. And I come over to the table and I'm like, did you need something? And he goes, yeah. This is for you. And he reaches in his pocket and he gives me a $100 bill. And I was like, what? I was just like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, Harrison Ford just gave me a $100 bill. I go, do you want me to have this? He goes, yeah, you drove all the way up here, didn't you? And I was like, yeah, I did. And he goes, just make sure the birthday boy wins so we can all get the hell out of here. And everybody at this table laughed. And I was just so starstruck. I shook his hand, I think two or three times. And, I walked back to my little area and then other teams are like, hey, how much did he give you? I'll double it. And they're all like yelling stuff and just kind of joking around. So I have a $100 bill from Harrison Ford at my house right now. And there's no way I'm ever going to spend that. You can't spend Han Solo money. You can't spend Indiana Jones money. And the coolest part about this is I got like a shadow box and I put it in the shadow box and it's kind of mounted like on the back wall of this little shadow box frame. And my wife, Ashley, got a little Han Solo Lego figure and a little Indiana Jones Lego figure in the foreground. And we just have that on a shelf. So when people come over, they're like, what is that? Why do you have a $100 bill frame? I'm like, that's Harrison Ford money, baby. I can't spend that. That's going to be up there forever. So guys, that is my Harrison Ford story. Oh, and there's a little B story to this is a couple rounds later, I was doing a round called the Mandela Effect. And one of the questions is, what does Darth Vader actually say to Luke in Empire Strikes Back? And a lot of people think it's Luke, I'm your father, but it's no, comma, I am your father. That's the actual quote. So I asked that question and his team got it wrong. And everyone was giving him shit for it. They're just like, what come on, yeah? And he goes, I wasn't even in that scene, you know? So that's a little bit of a B story. I had to introduce that round when I got to that question. I'm like, hey, I didn't know the full guest list when I came up with these. And it was, man, it was a crazy special night. And one of the coolest things that will probably ever happen to me. And he was just super friendly and a fun party guest. And it was he was just like 10 feet away the entire night. And I, again, had no service. So I couldn't tell anybody this story until I got down out of this canyon. And then I'm trying to call everybody. People aren't answering. I'm like, I gotta tell somebody about this. So now I've told all of you on the podcast about the Harrison Ford story. If you want to read that or see it in written form, it is on the Patreon page. And you can find that at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you donate a dollar or more, you get access to all the stuff on there if you ever want to see the details of that again. Or you can just listen to this episode. Guys, that is the story. And without any further ado, we're going to jump into 20 questions on Harrison Ford. Here we go. Again, All right, 20 questions on Harrison Ford, the legend. And I didn't mention this in the story previously, but I've met famous people before, but I've never met somebody that famous. He's got to be, what, top five male recognizable actors in the history of, like, Hollywood and or modern history, I guess. And I can't describe, like, how it felt. I'm a Harrison Ford fan, but I never thought in a million years I'd like run into him. But there is some crazy star power when you're by somebody that famous. You're like, holy cow, this guy is everyone's childhood. That's like my age and younger and a little bit older. So it's nuts. I just wanted to throw that in there. Here we go, guys. Harrison Ford trivia. Question number one. Harrison Ford starred in a 2002 movie about a submarine called The Widowmaker. What letter and number come before the word Widowmaker in that movie's title? That's question number one. What letter and number come before Widowmaker in the title? Number one. Question number two, Ford plays Bob Falfa in what George Lucas-directed movie from 1973? Number two, Ford plays a character named Bob Falfa in what George Lucas-directed movie from 1973? Question number three, in the 1992 movie Patriot Games, Ford took over the role of what Tom Clancy character? Number three, in the 1992 movie Patriot Games, Ford took over the role of what Tom Clancy character? Question number four, Ford starred in the 2011 movie 42, which was about what baseball player? Number four, Ford starred in the 2011 movie 42 about what baseball player? Question number five, Ford reprised his role as Indiana Jones for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. What year did that movie come out? Question number six, for his first uncredited role in a movie, what kind of hotel worker did Ford portray? Number six, for his first uncredited role in a movie, what kind of hotel worker did Ford portray? Question number seven, before his stardom, Ford worked as a carpenter and stagehand for what successful 60s and 70s band? Number seven, what band did he work for in the 60s and 70s? Question number eight, true or false, Han Solo appears in the infamous Star Wars Holiday Special. Is that true or false? Is Han Solo in the infamous CBS-aired Holiday Special for Star Wars? Number eight. Question number nine, Ford allegedly got the role as Indiana Jones because what other mustached actor was not available as George Lucas's first pick? Who is that mustached actor that George Lucas wanted first? Number nine. Question number 10, in the movie Witness, Ford must protect an 8-year-old boy of what background who witnessed a murder? What kind of 8-year-old boy is it? Number 10. Question number 11, in what movie does Ford gruffly announce, "Get off my plane"? Number 11, in what movie does Ford gruffly announce, "Get off my plane"? Question number 12, what actress plays Ford's character's wife in the film What Lies Beneath? Who is the female lead in the film What Lies Beneath? Number 13, in what city does the film The Fugitive take place? Number 13, in what city does the film The Fugitive take place? Question number 14, Harrison Ford supposedly got his ear pierced at age 55 after having lunch with what easygoing musician who also had a pierced ear? Number 14, he got his ear pierced at 55 after having lunch with what easygoing musician who also had a pierced ear? Question number 15, in what Ford film would you hear the quote, "It's too bad she won't live, but then again, who does"? Number 15, in what Ford film would you hear the quote, "It's too bad she won't live, but then again, who does"? Number 16, Harrison Ford voices a dog in what recently released animated sequel? What animated sequel could it be? Number 17, Harrison Ford's current wife starred on what Fox series? Number 17, Harrison Ford's current wife starred on what Fox series? Number 18, in what Star Wars film is Han Solo frozen in carbonite? Number 18, in what Star Wars film is Han Solo frozen in carbonite? And number 19, Ford starred in a sci-fi movie from author Orson Scott Card's novel. What was it? Number 19, what was the name of that sci-fi movie based on the book by Orson Scott Card? And number 20, in what 1998 movie is Ford's character's name Quinn? First name Quinn. What movie is that from 1998? Those are your 20 questions on the legendary actor Harrison Ford. We'll be right back in a second with the answers. All right, guys, here we go with the 20 Harrison Ford questions and their answers. Number one, Harrison Ford starred in a 2002 movie about a submarine called the Widowmaker. What letter and number come before the word Widowmaker? In the movie's title, that's called K-19, K-19, The Widowmaker. Number two, Ford plays Bob Falfa in what George Lucas directed movie from 1973? The answer there was American Graffiti. American Graffiti. Number three, in the 1992 movie Patriot Games, Ford took over the role of what Tom Clancy character? The answer was Jack Ryan, who's now covered by John Krasinski on the Amazon series. Number four, Ford starred in the 2011 movie 42 about what baseball player? That player was Jackie Robinson, number 42. Number five, Ford reprised his role as Indiana Jones for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which I remember seeing in theaters and walking out and going, all right. That was in the year 2008. Number six, for his first uncredited role in a movie, what kind of hotel worker did Ford portray? He was a bellhop. You can imagine him with the little hat on. A bellhop. Number seven, before his stardom, Ford worked as a carpenter and stagehand for what successful 60s, 70s band? You could have maybe guessed this one if you didn't happen to know it, and it was The Doors. He did some stagehanding for The Doors. Number eight, true or false, Han Solo appears in the infamous Star Wars Holiday Special. That is true. I think it starts off with him and Chewie, if I'm not mistaken. I have not seen it since I was a kid, though. Number nine, Ford allegedly got the role of Indiana Jones because what other mustached actor was not available as George Lucas's first pick? The answer there was Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I. himself. Can you imagine if Indiana Jones was Tom Selleck? That'd be interesting. I guess it would change the whole thing, right? All those movies, there'd be a mustached Indiana Jones. That would be interesting. Number 10, in the movie Witness, Ford must protect an 8-year-old boy of what background who witnesses a murder? He's an Amish boy. An Amish boy witnesses a murder. Number 11, in what movie does Ford gruffly announce, "Get off my plane"? That's Air Force One. That's a great movie. Gary Oldman is the villain, who gets, I think, thrown off the plane. Number 12, what actress plays Ford's character's wife in the film What Lies Beneath? Michelle Pfeiffer. This is a cool movie. I've talked about it on the podcast before. I just thought it was a really well-written and acted movie. And I saw it in theaters when it came out in like 2000. And it's randomly written by the actor who plays Agent Coulson on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and in the Avengers movies. Greg something, his name escapes me, but he wrote that movie. So fun, weird piece of trivia for you. Number 13, in what city does the film The Fugitive take place? My hometown, sweet home, Chicago. They're running all over the city in that one. Number 14, Harrison Ford supposedly got his ear pierced at 55 after having lunch with Jimmy Buffett. That's the easygoing musician I was looking for. Jimmy Buffett, they were probably having a cheeseburger in paradise for that lunch. Number 15, in what Ford film would you hear the quote, "It's too bad she won't live"? But then again, who does? Blade Runner. Blade Runner has that quote. Number 16, Harrison Ford voices a dog in what recently released animated sequel? The Secret Lives of Pets 2. Secret Lives of Pets 2. Louis C.K., not in that movie. I feel like they cut him out on purpose. Number 17, Harrison Ford's current wife starred on what Fox series? That would be Ally McBeal. Dancing Baby. That's all I remember about that show. Ally McBeal. Number 18, in what Star Wars film is Han Solo frozen in carbonite? That's The Empire Strikes Back. Towards the end, gets shipped off to be a trophy at Jabba's palace. And I read that I forgot about the whole scene where Darth Vader was like wanting to freeze Luke, but he tests it on Han Solo instead. I totally forgot about that part until I saw it earlier. Number 19, Ford starred in a sci-fi movie from author Orson Scott Card. What was the name of that book? Ender's Game. Ender's Game. And number 20, in what 1998 movie is Ford's character's name Quinn? One of my mom's favorite movies that she watches on repeat, 6 Days, 7 Nights. It's him and Anne Heche. and it's sort of a vacation adventure movie, similar to something like Romancing the Stone, I imagine, if you remember those movies. So that was the entire Harrison Ford quiz. How'd you guys do? 20 questions on the big one-year celebration today. Hopefully you learned some stuff or you aced all 20 questions. You can always send me your scorecards. I love seeing those. That lets me know people are having fun with the show, with the content. You can send those to me anytime. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this show for so long. Thanks for telling a friend about it. And right now, it's time to do some listener awards. I've never done this before, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to do. So these are for some key listeners. I have three awards to give away, and each of these individuals will get a $20 Amazon gift card, which I will email them, and they can throw on their Amazon account to buy whatever they want. And the first award is called the first Patreon subscriber, and that goes to my friend Alexis Eck. Congratulations, Alexis. She was the very first person who signed up for my Patreon page at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. She actually messaged me while I was in the midst of trying to set up the page, and she said, hey, do you have any kind of like subscription service? I heard you talk about this thing called BudsBox, which I used to do like a year and a half before Patreon, where I'd kind of put together a bunch of curated stuff from friends of mine who are artists and comedians and things like that. And she goes, I really like the idea of that. And I said, hey, I'm actually getting ready to set up this page right now. And she was, lo and behold, the first person who ever signed up for it. So Alexis, you're going to get a little special extra reward coming up later today in your email. So look for the code for your $20 Amazon gift card. And thank you for your patronage for over a year. I really appreciate it. Next up is the biggest contributor to the show. And that $20 gift card is going to my friend Luke McKay. Congratulations, Luke. Luke is a big fan of trivia. He's great at writing questions and coming up with content. And he always sends me stuff. He actually just sent me something earlier today. And he had no idea I was going to say, hey, Luke, here's a $20 gift card. So thank you so much, buddy. He listens from Australia. He loves trivia. He's been on the show a few times. And he emails me week after week with tons of cool rounds. A very close second to this contributing award would be my friend Brian Salyer in Redlands. And Brian, you're right up there, but I think Luke was doing it just a little bit before you were. And I appreciate all of the contributions to this show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. When you guys send me questions, it gives me a little less work to do, and they're fun for me to read or figure out or quiz a friend with. And it's tons of fun, and it's very valuable to me. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. And congratulations, Luke, on the biggest contributor award. The last award I'm going to give away is called the longest live player who is also a Patreon subscriber. So this goes to the person who plays my live trivia nights in Southern California consistently and is also a Patreon subscriber. So they're doing double duty in terms of being a fan of what I do. And that is Mr. Alex DeSmet. Alex, well done, sir. You've been a Patreon subscriber, I think, just a few days after Alexis. So you are very close to being one of my longest running subscribers. And you've been playing trivia with me for 2.5 years, maybe going on 3 years. And I sincerely appreciate it. Alex always brings his family and his mom and his dad and his wife out to play. And they always have a great time. And I have not seen them in a bit, but I will see them very soon. So congratulations, Alex. Alexis, Alex, and Luke, you guys will get some gift cards, and everybody else who makes this show what it is by listening to it every day and supporting it. Thank you so much. I couldn't do it without you. And if I didn't see the numbers that I see every day, there probably would have been some point where I'm like, I'm not going to do this every day. Maybe this was too much. But those numbers just keep going up, and they motivate me to keep coming up with content for you guys to listen to. So thank you so much for every email. Thank you for every subscriber, including Manny Majerian, Alexis Eck, Alex DeSmet, Sarah McKevitz, Simon Time, Jess Whitener, Jen Wojnar, Kyle Bonin, Douglas French, Erica Cooper, Fiona Neville, Brenda Martinez, Russ Friedewald, Luke McKay, Wreck My Podcast, Dan Papallo, Greg Hines, Mo Martinez, Lauren Ward, Sarah Kay, Jim Fields, Mona Bray, Sweet Abby Cakes, Denise Leonard, Anna Evans, Megan Acuna, Katie Smith, Brian Salyer, Greg Bristow, Joe Jermalowitz, Joey Mucha, and Casey Becker. You guys are awesome. And thank you so much to all the listeners of this show who dig it, who tell a friend about it, and share those episodes. We're not going to do a sponsored question of the day today, but that'll be back tomorrow for the big question of the day, sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs. So stay tuned for that. We'll also be talking about my big Clusterfest weekend tomorrow in San Francisco. I got to walk through the Seinfeld set, The Office from The Office, and I got to host Drunk History Trivia with the host of Drunk History, Derek Waters. So stick around for all kinds of fun stories and info from that trip on tomorrow's episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow and every day for another year on the Trivia with Buds podcast. Cheers.